In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who can measure the height and the depth, the length and the breadth of the charity of God? My dear brethren, we know the immense and infinite love of God for sinners, waiting for their conversion. We have seen the mercy of God flooding the earth, coming from his sacred heart, pierced on the cross after his passion. If his love for sinners is so powerful, how can it be for those who are aiming at something more than the lives of ordinary people and are doing their best to become saints and holy Christians? What attention does God give to those who try to leave everything, to sacrifice all for God, because they know they have been created for something better, higher, for another life in heaven with God? There is an ongoing battle in the soul of each person because of the human condition. It is a battle between sin and God. God resides in all human souls since baptism. So the heart of Jesus reigns in all human hearts. As Holy Scripture says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." However, even if the devil has been defeated, he continues to try to attract people to his own kingdom in hell. For that, he tries to enter the souls who are consecrated to God since their spiritual birth at baptism. He tries to replace God on the throne of human soul by sin. That is why mankind is engaged in a long fight throughout life to ensure God's place on this throne. Thanks be to God, there is still many a soul on which the heart of Jesus reposes without being dislodged from his throne. But dear faithful, be careful. It will be a big mistake to limit the quest of perfection and holiness to the state of grace of someone. Indeed, it is an error to bind the results of Christianity to the mere orderly, respectable Catholic in a state of grace. This is to forget that the authentic fruits of the Passion of Christ are the saints of God, and all in their measure who are aiming at serving God in the path of evangelical perfection. However, dear faithful, far from me saying that being in a state of grace is not good. Being in a state of grace is very good. However, it is only a stepping stone towards achieving the goal of perfection and holiness. Being in a state of grace means not having committed a mortal sin that cuts us off from divine life, from the graces that flow from the heart of Jesus. The Sacred Heart of Jesus asks more of us. The Sacred Heart of Jesus asks us to aim for perfection, and all the saints who preceded us agreed with that. Perfection must be your goal. Perfection is not reserved for monks, priests, or other religious people. Everyone is called to perfection, and St. Francis de Sales is very formal. Perfection suits all state of life: children, parents, workers, teachers, wives, husbands, poor and rich, famous or unknown. Perfection is reachable by everyone. Christ must reign in our hearts, and all that is within us must be subject to him. He came to us as king on the day of our baptism, but sin disputes this dominion with him. When we destroy sin, infidelities, attachment to the creatures, when we live by faith in him, in his word, in his merits, when we seek to please him in all things, then Christ is master. Then he reigns within us. As he reigns in the bosom of the Father, so he lives in us. And so he can say to the Father, behold this soul, I live and reign in her, O Father, that that name may be hallowed. What a schedule, dear faithful! But how many thousands of saints before us gave their own example, and now they pray for us from heaven. So there is no excuse today, my dear brethren, to avoid aiming for this target, this goal, which is perfection. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, says our Lord in the Gospel. How can we pretend to be a good Christian if we refuse to hear this request? The ideal of perfection is not reachable in only one day. I agree with that, and I know it as well as you do. Holiness, engrafted in us at baptism, is developed little by little in successive stages. Let us try to act in such a way that each Easter, each day of this blessed season, which extends from resurrection to Pentecost, may produce within us a more complete death to sin, to the creature, and a more vigorous and more abundant life increase of the life of Christ. Let us try, dear faithful, to finish this Easter time better than we began it. And let us try to progress every day in order to be better and holier every day. Let us entrust our progress in this pursuit to the Sacred Heart and say these words to him from the offertory of today's Mass. Behold, I come, as it is written of me at the head of the book, that I will do your will. My God, I have desired it, and your law is written on my heart. Alleluia. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.